Who steals my purse steals trash. Is something nothing, 'twas mine, 'tis his, and hath been slave to thousands. But he that flinches from me, my good name, robs me of that which not enriches him, but makes me poor indeed. With all this, my good reader will doubtless agree, but much of it will probably seem too severe when applied to the slanderer of books. But let it here be considered that both proceed from the same wicked disposition of mind, and are alike void to the excuse of temptation. Nor shall we conclude the injury done this way to be very slight, when we consider a book as the author's offspring, and indeed as the child of his brain. The reader who hath suffered his muse to continue hitherto in a virgin state can have but a very inadequate idea of this kind of paternal fondness. To such we may parody the tender exclamation of Macduff, "Alas, thou hast written no book, but the author whose muse hath brought forth will feel the pathetic strain, perhaps will accompany me with tears, especially if his darling be already no more, while I mention the uneasiness with which the big muse bears about her burden, the painful labour with which she produces it, and lastly, the care, the fondness with which the tender father nourishes his favourite, till it be brought to maturity and produced into the world."